UN conference on climate change will continue in Paris through the end of the week, and its end goal is to secure a binding and universal agreement on climate from all the nations of the world. Meantime, scientists are warning of some potentially cataclysmic consequences should we fail to change, and change quickly. Good morning, I'm David Fair, and you are listening to Issues of the Environment on 89.1 WEMU. Our guest today is environmental organizer for the 350.org organization. Ethan Wampler and others in our area have also formed the Michigan Climate Action Network. It's a group that doesn't want to wait for federal buy-in and is pushing our state government to be proactive enough to move to 100% renewable energy by the year 2050. As such, 350.org and Michigan Climate Action Network will hold a climate march in Ann Arbor on Saturday. Ethan, good morning, and thank you for joining us on WEMU.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Well, out of all of the news and information that's been disseminated from Paris, what are you most encouraged about?
All countries are actually coming together like never before to come to an agreement to stop climate change.
To stop or to reduce? Because, as a matter of fact, the levels they're talking about still put us in potential danger in the not-so-distant future.
That's very true. So it's to reduce climate change. In previous climate summits, the only thing all governments have agreed to is that they want to limit global warming to 2 degrees Celsius. But yet, at the same time, their current targets and goals from this climate summit are not enough to meet that. Their targets are looking like we will warm at least 2.7 to 3.5 degrees Celsius, which is not enough.
And it doesn't sound like a lot, but if we are to believe all that scientists are telling us, the potential result is sea levels that rise as much as 20 to 25 feet, eroding.
I mean, it would mean so many cities, coastline cities, would go underwater. I mean, you could look at like Singapore, New York, Miami. You know, you're talking about hundreds of millions of people who their cities would go underwater. Not only that, but the island nations, they would be completely sunk.
If we're looking at the potential displacement of tens upon tens of millions of people in the U.S. and around the world because of rising sea levels, is that not impetus enough, in your opinion, to drive a climate change action much further and much more quickly?
Yeah, in my opinion, that should be enough to drive a strong climate agreement. But there are a lot of special interests at play which make it more difficult. The fossil fuel industry lobbies heavily to slow climate progress as much as possible. For example, it just came out that Exxon, who has been funding climate change denial for the last, you know, several decades, it came out that they had their own scientists investigate climate change, and they came to the same conclusion in the 1980s, that we need, you know, climate change is here, and it's caused by human activity burning fossil fuels.
And they've spent 30 years creating a campaign of misinformation, according to those reports. You are listening to Issues of the Environment on 89.1 WEMU with our guest, Ethan Wampler. Ethan is an environmental organizer for 350.org and a member of the Michigan Climate Action Network. Those groups are holding a climate march in Ann Arbor on Saturday, which is a day after the UN Climate Conference in Paris comes to an end. So from the information that we're hearing in Paris, obviously we like to always come back to that old adage, all politics is local. Is there something we could and should be doing right here at home to further drive the process of moving towards a more sustainable environment forward?
There are several things we should be doing here in Michigan. So for one, we should be increasing our renewable energy standard. Currently, only 10% of our energy comes from renewable sources.
And to be honest, we got there pretty quickly after that was passed.
We did. And even Governor Snyder has said we could hit 40%, a combination of renewable energy and energy efficiency standards by the year 2025, which is 10 years away. And yet the Michigan legislation is trying to cut our energy mandate, and they're trying to include things like burning tires and hazardous waste as renewable energy, which is ridiculous.
At the same time, Governor Snyder, the president of the United States, and a lot of politicians all across the country and here in the state of Michigan are kind of the mind of all of the above when it comes to energy and policy. Nuclear, coal, solar, What you're talking about is going to require a different take on our energy future.
It will. And, you know, there will be a transition period in the time when we will still need, you know, things like natural gas, you know, which is a cleaner alternative to coal. But we should not be focusing on that, because when we focus too much on natural gas, it takes away from the fact that we need to transition to renewables and we need to do it quickly.
Stanford conducted a study and said it is entirely possible for the nation to be 100% renewable by the year 2050. How do we get there in the state of Michigan?
So in the state of Michigan, we would be looking at an energy portfolio of approximately 70% wind and 30% solar.
Is that truly feasible?
Stanford did a study to see, okay, could each state reach 100% renewables by 2050? And they concluded that every state in the country could do this.
Even if so, that's going to require a political will that doesn't seem to exist today. So what is the message moving forward to policymakers to get us to the mindset that this is not only something that is possible, but something that needs to happen?
So we have the technology to make this happen. That's what Stanford concluded. But what we lack is the political will. And so that's what groups like 350.org and the Michigan Climate Action Network are working to do. We need to build the political will to let our legislators know that we need strong climate action. And this is something everyone can get involved in. And so to build the political will, we need to unite hundreds, thousands, millions of voices to say climate change is the most important issue we are facing, and we need to take action today.
That is obviously the aim of the March Saturday in Ann Arbor. What do you intend to accomplish with this particular event, and then what does that mean moving forward?
What we really hope to accomplish is to make climate change a bigger issue in the state of Michigan. We want to build public awareness on the issue, because a lot of people just simply haven't learned that much about climate change or may not know that much about it. And so we want to educate them, because awareness is the first step to action.
Where can people find out more information about the march and about the process of driving that message forward?
If you go on Facebook and search Michigan Climate March, you'll find our event. It's for Saturday, December 12th at 2 p.m. in Ann Arbor, starting in front of the Federal Building on Liberty Street. And we'll march through downtown and end with a rally on the Diag of University of Michigan's campus.
Ethan, thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it, and we'll look forward to hearing from you moving forward.
Thank you.
That is Ethan Wampler, and Ethan is an environmental organizer for 350.org and a member of the Michigan Climate Action Network. Those groups are holding a climate march in Ann Arbor on Saturday. I'm David Fair, and you've been listening to Issues of the Environment. It's produced in partnership with the Washtenaw County Environmental Health Division and heard each Wednesday as part of Morning Edition on 89.1 WEMU.